Which one was it, ma'am? The whole milk? No milk? 2%? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Boy, that coffee shop creamer counter looks like a crime scene. Evidence spilled all over, straws kerfuffled, all but 3 napkins mysteriously gone. They're in my purse. But is there a health reason we should avoid this sticky situation? Jinyuan Liu and team from University of Copenhagen reviewed the evidence. They looked at polyphenols, antioxidants often found in coffee, known to be anti-inflammatory. They combined those polyphenols with an amino acid from dairy called cysteine. Then they injected it into mouse cells. The scientists chemically stimulated inflammation in the mouse cells and measured the anti-inflammatory response. And cell cultures with the coffee and milk byproduct had more reduced inflammation than those without. But cells with only the coffee byproduct had about twice the reduction of inflammation. Sounds like polyphenols and I are both lactose intolerant. So save the milk for Kitty and make room for donuts.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California Irvine Science Communication and LAist, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.